Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I thought that was actually one of the most honest answers Rooney gave. We didn't even tack on the last part of that, which I thought was even more eye-opening as far as where the Steelers are at the game's most important position. He also said, you look at the quarterbacks that are still playing and we're just not in the same conversation with them. And the way Jeff phrased that question, we didn't hear that either in the soundbite. He basically asked, do you think you can win big with Wilson or Fields? And Art said they're both capable. So he said they're fine, but they're still not good enough. And that's why he brings up the draft thing. I don't think it was a given. Dulac put out this morning he thought Russell Wilson and Fields could be back. If they really liked those guys that much and wanted to run it back and let the best man win, the third quarterback is either Skylar Thompson, Kyle Allen, or somebody you draft on day three. That answer, if the owner is being honest and forthright, that answer tells me that starting now in Mobile, Mike's back on the quarterback tour. He said this year or next, they might ultimately decide, they evaluate the quarterbacks that would be available to them, that they have access to, not Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, you wouldn't think, unless they want to make some trade-it-all-away deal, which they won't because they've got the draft here next year, by the way. But he's going to look at Will Howard. He's going to look at Kyle McCord. He's going to look at Jalen Milroe. He's going to look at that next phase or that next wave of quarterbacks. And the owner wants him to decide if any of them have a chance to be the answer. And that, by the way, I didn't think that was a given going into this. The only thing that made me think, and the answers Rooney gave on quarterbacks, Chris, that made me think that Fields has a better shot of being on the roster than Wilson next year was when he said the preference would be to be a multi-year deal. And then we didn't get to this, but evidently he said age would factor into it too. But you pointed out, I think, correctly, the way he's describing the style of quarterback he wants, neither guy really fits in that box, but Wilson is closer to it than Fields is. Fields is a better runner than he is a passer. And Art Rooney pretty much told you that he doesn't think that playing that way wins in the NFL. And guess what? I think he's right about that.
The guy who is the best quarterback in the league, he had two rushing touchdowns yesterday. Weird time for me to be making this argument. But of the four quarterbacks that were left on Championship Sunday, does anybody of the three of you, of the two of us, or the three of us disagree? Mahomes is the best stand there in the pocket and beat you guy. The other, Daniels gets out and about and moves. He's good in the pocket. Hurts is almost kind of like a hybrid player at this point anyway. And Allen is still an improv wizard at his best. Mahomes is the guy of those three that stands there and does what Rooney describes. And he's easily the least athletic of the three.
I think you heard an admission that they're stuck. And that bringing back either one of those guys is really not a good idea. But they just have such few options.
I just... I really hope, Pony, to go back to the very first part of what you said about how they're going to, Mike's in Mobile and he's going to be scouting quarterbacks. It just makes me nervous that they're going to reach again, man.
Well,
because he said he didn't, maybe he didn't think they learned anything from the Pickett debacle.
I know, but he covered himself by saying this year or next. He did not, he made it sound like, look, if you scour the earth, you go through these guys, you vet them, and you don't think we'll just kick the can down the road to next year. That's why he said my preference is to have one of these two guys back. So we're it's not like the wide receiver two situation this year where we're basically caught with our pants down at the end of the day. My other big observation is this, and Donnie, I want to know if you picked up on this. He did not sound, talking about Art, and I know he, for the most part, is very dull and is not someone that ever is going to get hired to go on a banquet dinner tour and give speeches for dollars. He just is not that kind of engaging personality.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard these enough, though, to sense when he's upbeat about the team and when he's not. And I thought, even though you said, Chris, in his answers about Tomlin and some of the things, where they're at, he tried to say things like, I still believe, I think we can do it. He didn't sound that way to me. He sounded more down in the dumps. Like, it sounded from the very beginning, when he had to give his opening statement and then questions were called for, it sounded like it was a chore to talk about his football team.
Before Donnie sounds off, just I want to get this in there quickly then. I get that. He did, like, when he said, I can't say, for example, the most true exposition maybe you got from him, like, that sounded something like what fans would say is, you can't say you're closer to a playoff win when you lose five straight. I agree, Art. That's a fair observation. The reason I said what I said is, in what we heard there, and that's what you asked me, what did you hear there? What was your big takeaway from what you heard? The full faith in Mike Tomlin suggests to me that you are not, like, losing faith in the pillars that you have tried to build this team on. If you have faith in the head coach, who you delegate so much responsibility to in every way, then you have basic faith in your process. I'm cheating a little bit here. Kabali tweeted this out. We didn't hear this one yet. Art, I still think that running the ball is a route to success, especially when you are playing in the North and outside.
I'm surprised he didn't say, and look at Philadelphia. They had seven rushing touchdowns last night.
But here's the problem, man. Like, again, Donnie, I want your take on this too. You can be a great running team and go far. The Bills ran it really well. The Eagles do run it well. The Lions, even though they blew up, they ran it phenomenally well. Do you know what all those teams did? They ran it really efficiently too. When you're averaging, the Ravens, when you're averaging 5 or 6 yards a carry, yeah, running the ball kicks ass. Not when you're one of the least efficient running teams in the entire NFL and you do it more than pretty much anybody.
Donnie, we didn't get tone deaf. We won 10 games and we made a playoff, and I'm not going to complain about that from Art. We did not get the, I'm going to try to gaslight you guys into thinking that 2024 was a good year.
Yeah, I'll give him credit that he at least took the route where he kind of admitted, man, we got to get on the level of some of these other teams, some of the teams that we watched this weekend. We didn't get the joking manner that they beat the Commanders like I thought we might get. I still can't have a lot of faith that they will do anything about it. Because it's like anybody's end-of-season press conference. I mean, the words mean nothing to me until action is actually taken, and it doesn't seem like they want to take that action. I mean, you look at the coaching, for example. Oh, I don't think we're going to make many changes there.
He said a couple. Yeah.
Minor tweaks, essentially, is all he committed
to. I think we heard a guy that sounds like we say the Steelers are in quarterback purgatory. I think we heard a guy who's in running the team purgatory.
Then he should hand over the reins.
But here's what I mean by that. On one hand, he sounds like a guy that doesn't want to blow it all up because they haven't lost enough or failed enough to do so. But on the other hand, he sounds like a guy who knows that what they have or what they're doing isn't working. So it really is the classic definition of being stuck between a rock and a hard place. That's how he sounds to me. He sounds to me like a guy that's like, yeah, you make a good point. That is a fair point. We did lose five in a row, or we did not end the season on a good note, or we don't have the quarterbacks like the teams that are still playing. But what do you want me to do about it? With the acknowledgement there that Tomlin, in his opinion, has not failed enough or lost enough to fire him. That's what I hear. I hear an owner, here's honestly what I hear. I hear an owner who thought in November he was going to be giving a very different speech today. Who thought when they were 10-3 that they really...
He didn't think he'd be given the speech today. He thought he might still be watching his team play.
That they had caught lightning in a bottle with Russ, that the defense was playing well, that they beat Baltimore, they beat Washington, things were going well, and then in a very short amount of time, it blew up in his face. And those are honestly, as leaders, I think those are the hardest things to not only evaluate, but act upon. Because you were making, there were no preliminary or preemptive conversations about, well, this isn't going great.
There was no warning sign. It just blew, the whole thing blew away quickly.
I don't know this for sure, but I would guess almost on a weekly basis, Art in his own head last year, for the first half of the season, was giving himself pros and cons reasons to go tell Mike to fire Matt Canada almost on a weekly basis. And he didn't have to deal with that for most of the season.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.